This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You walk into this room, you're on planet Earth, the year's 2020. It's May 15th, Friday. We're taking your phone calls, one after the other. Who's been holding the longest? Is it Catherine? Is it Heather? Is it Austin? Is it Vanessa? Is it Scotty or is it Steven? I think it's Heather. Then Vanessa. Heather, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome. Yes, ma'am. Good talking to you. Go ahead.
I am so happy to talk with you. Thank you. Our country's been under attack by
Russia. No, you are. Go ahead. Tell me what's going on.
Our country's been under attack for 4 years. It's undeniable. And I don't understand what's going on here. Our republic is under attack. Everything is crazy. I don't want a vaccine. I don't want to be scanned. I think they're taking our DNA.
I hear you, Heather. So what works at a dental office manager? What's going on?
I haven't known anybody that's been has an issue. None of my coworkers have. Nothing. Martin County is pretty much being pretty good.
No, that's what everybody's saying, Heather. I appreciate your call. Vanessa in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for letting me come on. I'm excited to be able to share because I work right next to the Life Care Center in Kirkland. And I work for orthopedic surgeons, which is an elective surgery for the most part. But a lot of our patients did come from that center.
Well, tell us what you're seeing. What do you think's going on?
Well, initially, about 2 months ago, when the first, when everything started happening, I was actually told by my administrator that if I open one of our patients' charts and I see that pulmonary hospitalization is marked on their chart, my account will be flagged and my job will be in jeopardy. So that was a major scare for me because that just meant like if I have a patient coming in and I'm supposed to possibly cast this patient or, you know, provide direct patient care to this patient, and I see that they have pulmonary issues or pulmonary hospitalization like 3 days ago in their chart, I could possibly be at risk. And this was before I knew anything about the virus, of course.
Trisha, why would they tell you that if you saw something in a chart that was already they're saying don't look at this or don't explain that to us. What does that mean?
Well, they said that since I am working in elective surgery, I have no reason to open that chart and that they have escalated or elevated the security, basically, that they have flagged all of the charts that were positive for COVID-19. They flagged them all. So anybody that opens those charts is going to be tracked and talked to if they are not working with pulmonary hospital, you know, in the hospital with that exact.
Sure. So most people haven't been a medical worker or somebody doing charts. Explain what this means.
So for me, if I open up a chart, I normally have to prepare for the patients coming in the next day. So I have multiple patients, actually, that were flagged as COVID-19 patients because I work right there next to, you know, the Life Care Center. And it wouldn't allow me to prepare myself or to even check to see if they tested positive for the virus. So it's going to expose all of us that we're working in the surgery center that I work at without us even being allowed to protect ourselves. We were told that there wasn't enough PPE for us, for all of us. And basically.
So what's your bottom line, Vanessa? What do you think's really going on here?
Oh, I think that, honestly, I believe that you are definitely right with, them trying to make sure that COVID-19 spread. I also am kind of questioning about the 5G because we are right next to two huge 5G towers. So I'm working along with the thought of David Icke, what he has to say. I was told I couldn't wear your mask, the InfoWars. I was told I couldn't wear that. Yeah, I can't wear your mask in my work. Even if we have Friday casual day, I can't wear any of your attire. So that was another big deal. And then one other thing, my physician that I work under, he has no history of having blood clots with any of his surgical patients. So
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, horrible food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we're taking your phone calls right now on this live Friday, May 15th, global transmission. That Catherine, we got Elvis, we got Austin, we got Scotty, we got Steven, and many other folks. We're going to be taking your calls. What do you make of COVID-19? Your medical workers, your family that are medical workers, what is really behind all this hysteria? Let's go ahead and take a call from Wisconsin with Catherine. Catherine, go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi, Alex. First, I just want to say thank you for putting yourself out there and for what you do and for waking up people.
I appreciate you for what you do, Catherine. Go ahead.
Thank you. So, like so many people have said, and you've heard, I've got a sister who's an occupational therapist at a local hospital. And since the end of March, she's been furloughed 1 to 2 times a week because of this. And the week before Easter, they had a huge meeting telling the employees that the next week, that was going to be the big week. There was going to be a huge peak. Well, that week came and went, and there was no peak. I talked to her yesterday, and she told me that their hospital is now starting to break down their mobile testing stations because people aren't coming in. I myself have an appointment scheduled for next week. And when I spoke to the nurse yesterday, I was told if I don't take a COVID test, I can't have my procedure. So now I'm wondering if they're going to start making people, you know, if you want to get a procedure done, you need to have a test or you need to get a vaccine done.
Oh, you just said it. You've got to have the test or the vaccine, and the test is ready to say everybody has it, which again boosts the numbers. That's what this is all about.
Well, and that's what I'm worried about. I don't want to be a number because I have no reason to get tested. I told the nurse I have no symptoms. I haven't been sick. You know, why is that? And she said, well, it's to protect the doctors. And I said, well, do the doctors get tested before procedures? And she honestly told me, no, they don't unless they have symptoms.
Well, then, Catherine, about you, and I had my bicep ripped. I had a hernia 2 years ago. I get people have surgeries. I would just wait and say, okay, you know what? I'm canceling it then. Let them know because they're trying to make you submit to whatever some bioethics board above them said. I would say, you know what? Then I'm not doing this procedure right now.
No, and I agree. I talked to my dad about it, who's a physician, and he said the same thing. I just don't get it.
And that's it. I mean, and look, we all have surgeries. Again, I've had three of them in the last couple of years. But if they're going to play those games like, because, again, they're being told by the hospital, get us higher COVID numbers, even though they know the tests are a fraud, which, again, why did Fauci agree to a test that's fraudulent? Because it's to boost the numbers.
No, and I completely agree with you. And like I said, that's why I don't want to be a part of that number, because it's a forced test. It's not something that I would.
But, Catherine, this is just the intelligence of the crowd, of you, your father, of us. We all have the same opinion. Humans get intelligence. We're smart. We have to go with what we know and say no to this. So in the final equation, Catherine, what do you think is really going on? I see a big, giant power grab.
Oh, I agree. I actually had labs done last week, and I had a CT scan and a scoping done. And I asked the nurses and the people working, you know, if I can ask you a question. you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. What do you think about this? Have you done anything different with your daily life? And every single person I talked to, it was the same thing. We haven't done anything different. We don't understand what is going on.
Again, I've opened the phones up for weeks, and it's in the news, too. And all these medical doctors and nurses go, we're not seeing this. It's all a hoax. God bless you. And it doesn't mean there aren't regular deaths. See, this is a really smart conspiracy because there are 30, 40,000 flu deaths every year in the U.S. There are probably 200,000 deaths from pneumonia every year. I mean, pneumonia is a grim reaper killer, folks. Let's not lie about that. But now, if you can then say every death is this new virus, you create panic. And you create an economic shutdown. And that's all this is. I mean, I remember 6 years ago, I've told this story 1,000 times, probably, because it gets to me. I mean, I love my mom's brother, man. He was so cool. He was like a real man. You know what I mean? Like, this is somebody in my family that's as tough as I am, or is tougher. You'd think that pneumonia killed him deader than a hammer. And killed his son and my dad's uncle in the same month. So I know these pneumonias are serious. But this whole thing is made up. This whole thing is a hysteria attributing all the regular pneumonias and all the regular things that are part of death. It's part of life. Yeah, we're coming in, we're going out, man. People dying all the place. And it's this new thing. Oh, my gosh, we can't have somebody die. It's never before happened. Oh, we got to shut everything down because nobody can die. Everybody's going to die. And like I said, if they had a vaccine for pneumonia or the flu or tetanus, or if that vaccine was safe, I'd take 100 vaccines. I mean, I'm a technology guy. I like computers and airplanes and science. And I've got an infection. Antibiotics work. I know they're toxic. I know they've got problems. I know they make the bugs more powerful. But I'll gobble them antibiotics all day. I'll gobble them. Blah. If you've got a vaccine makes me not get some disease, give it to me. But it doesn't work. The numbers show it doesn't work. The facts show it doesn't work. So you're not going to give me something that doesn't work and then piss down my back and tell me it's rain. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with Scotty and Steven and Austin and Elvis. And the last segment of this hour will air a special report, and then Owen Schroeder is going to take over. But this is one hell of a time to be alive. And I'm not some goody two shoes. And by that, I mean, I'm not some fake guy that sits up here and says I care about people because it makes me sound like a big, loving, liberal, fake man. Like I'm trying to con some chick at the park to go to bed with me. No. I do not like starving people to death. I do not like destroying civilizations. I didn't ask for it. And I mean, I feel ashamed of myself that I'm not militarily going after the globalists right now when they are cutting off the economy, the whole economy for the third world and killing tens of millions of people right now. Because the dominoes that have been set in motion in the economy are going to kill a lot of people. And I can act like I don't know that and kind of distract myself and, oh, well, whatever. It's just how the world works. You know, they're poor people. But if I had a chance to save them and I didn't do it, then it's on me. And that's really where I am. So now I'm kind of like looking at Bill Gates and the Clintons and people going, okay, and it kind of goes to that next phase. Like, okay, I feel guilty. I'm not doing something to save people. And so my brain starts going like, okay, you've done all this stuff politically. You've done all this
economically, you try, and now my brain's like, hey, man, you better get your ass together. You better start getting ready for war. And now all these parts of my brain are like, well, the switch is like switch, 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 switch. Like switches are being flipped. Being flipped. And I can tell you, not only my switches are being flipped right now, a lot of people's switches are being flipped. Because we stand down while they kill hundreds of millions of people. When our little soul, like a moth to flame, flies up to meet God, the door is going to be closed. So, I'm not somebody that wants violence. I'm not somebody that wants death. I'm just telling everybody right now, you don't make a decision which side you're on, you're damned to hell. And that's what I'm coming down to here. Because let me tell you, this lockdown, it's probably going to kill a billion people. And that's a billion people crying to death at night for their mommy, and ain't nobody coming to save them.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let's talk to Elvis in Canada. Elvis, you're an EMT on COVID-19. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Shout out to Daniel, a friend of mine who's sick right now, of course, not with COVID. And shout out to John McAfee's anti-globalist cryptocurrency. But I have a two-part question, slightly off topic. I heard you recently talking about the Baphomet on your television show, and I was wondering what is it about this? Because I noticed that, you know, my friends have seen this on their trips, and I've also noticed that the Baphomet's been in Albert Pike's writings, and I've been very interested.
Well, when you take hardcore hallucinogens and you break the veil, because God protects us from that, we're at the third dimension, which is the dimension above hell and below heaven. And so Baphomet looks like a goat, but it's more like a goat-like creature. But the people that have studied it look at it, and that's kind of what the aliens look like. I mean, look, I'm not somebody even promoting this. This is what people actually see on the hallucinogens, and it's what the devil worshippers worship. And so the devil worshippers are just constantly on drugs trying to get divine empowerment from these creatures. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because, you know, when he said it, he said he felt like he was breaking the veil between whatever this dimension is and the next dimension. But it felt almost like it was a molestation, you know, like it wasn't right.
Well, no, that's it. Exactly. If you break the lower dimension, they rape you. And in fact, that's what it is that it's a psychic sexual attack. That's what Satanism is a raping.
That's actually pretty insane.
That's what it is, man. Believe me, I've seen it. So I,
what's the, do you give any credence to the theory that Jews were involved in the 9/11 attack?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a large contingent that you can call Jewish. Like, there's contingents of every group. But, yeah, Jews are a very powerful, mystic, connected group. So a lot of them fall to the dark side. A lot of Jews that are opposing it. But, yeah, obviously, there's Jews involved in the dark side. You're absolutely right about that.
Okay, thank you very much. And also...
All right, Elvis, I appreciate your call. You know, we are on over 200 radio stations and a bunch of cable and TV stations. We can't cuss. It's not that I can't handle you guys saying cuss words. It's that we can't put that on the radio stations and TV stations. The Democrats can get up there and cuss on TV all day. Our stations get fines when we do it. You're like, well, that's not fair. Yeah, the world's not fair. Scotty in Tennessee. Scotty, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. You're amazing. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk to you about my girlfriend works for a major medical university that owns numerous hospitals. Now, these nurses and these ladies are threatened on a daily basis to not talk about any of the numbers, not talk about having no patients. They were laid off and furloughed. They're being threatened on a daily basis. The hospitals are even sending out messages on their computers trying to trick them into opening them so they can fire them. And and do away with their jobs.
Brother, I know. It's a total predatory move. Isn't it incredible?
What this boils
down to. By the way, I don't just tell you that to impress you. I even had family call me up last week and say, they figured out you're our family. Don't say this. But they're literally in an open hospital watching Netflix all day. My family said to me, I were drinking vodka. And the media's like, oh, Jones says his family's drinking vodka, watching TV. That's what they're doing at the most, at the biggest VA hospital in the damn country, brother.
Okay, the reason that they're doing this, Alex, is they're trying to bankrupt the system. If they can bankrupt the hospitals, control the hospitals, the government has one leg up. They have control.
No, you're right. Exactly. Because exactly. And that makes the hospitals count everybody's COVID and try to get money to keep from going bankrupt.
Exactly. And one more thing I want to throw out there, Alex, that I'm surprised that you or some of your listeners hasn't brought to light yet. It's just like this food stamp program. You know, it could be a great thing, but right now they're maximizing the benefits. Okay. People are going out. They're buying up this food on these food stamps and stuff. And I know it can be a great thing. Don't get me wrong. There's people that truly do need it.
No, but it's definitely being abused.
Right, right. Okay, these schools are giving away food. In the area I live in, they're giving away so much food that they're throwing it away. What? These people, a lot of these people that are getting these benefits and stuff don't even know how to handle it. They got food going to waste in their homes and stuff. And all this boils down to is the government controlling our food. They're buying
all of this is about bankrupting the regular economy.
It's exactly. They're buying the system out from under us. The working people cannot even get a gallon of milk.
Brother, I agree with you. So what do we do? Because, listen, I like Trump, but I'm not an idiot. And Trump's going along with this. So what do we do about Trump?
I was so upset to hear him say what he said. I mean, it broke my heart. I am such a Trump supporter, but I am so mad at him right now. I don't know what to do, Al. It is so frustrating. And sometimes I wonder if he didn't just give in to the system, sell out.
I don't know what's going on, brother, but I know this. You're not selling out, Scotty, and neither am I. Now, I mean, I'll be honest with you. At this point, I appreciate you, Scotty. We'll come back with Austin and Stephen and Peter next segment. This is insane. What's going on is completely insane. And at a certain point, I don't even know what to do anymore because you have all these bureaucrats coming out trying to say America's done and Trump sucks. And I get all that. And then I know why Trump tries to come out then and take control of it by saying, you know, oh, well, I'll just have the military give everybody inoculations. I get what Trump's doing. But I don't get what he's doing because the best thing to do would just be expose Fauci and expose the Clintons and expose their whole nine yards. But we'll see what happens. I know this. Look at Fauci. I mean, what a disgusting person. I was watching him in that press conference today with that mask on, and just every fiber of my body was like, that's an enemy. And we all know this. Our instincts are never wrong. I mean, I'm looking at that guy going, man, that is my, God almighty, that's my enemy. Damn, I hate that person. God almighty, I hate that son of a bitch. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. That piece of filth, and he was involved in the HIV scam. He's involved in everything. And it comes down to a point of look at that little demon. Look at that sack of filth. I just hope Jesus Christ breaks his neck. I'm not going to try to hurt Fauci, but I just pray to Jesus. If Fauci deserves it, Lord Jesus, I hope Fauci burns in hell.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Todd, Peter, Steve, and Austin. We're taking your calls right now. In Austin, in Kansas, you're up front. Go ahead. Welcome.
Alex, how's it going, man?
Man, I'm watching world government unfold in front of everybody. It's just disgusting, quite frankly.
It's pretty sad, I agree. So my brother-in-law is a nurse of anesthesia in Oklahoma, and he says the coronavirus is real, which I'm not going to argue with him, but it's not as serious as they're saying. And one of the main problems he has with this vaccine they're supposedly coming out with is this virus has, like, over 30 different mutations, and if they can't even get the flu vaccine right every year, why do people think that this is going to be a solution to this supposed COVID-19.
Austin, I agree with you. And so why is Trump, we want Trump to succeed. I love Trump. Why is he coming out saying, oh, we're going to have a good vaccine for you in 6 months and the Army's going to deliver it?
That I do not know, but I know a lot of people who say that President Trump is the best president, and these are people a lot older than I am. He's the best president in their lifetime. I know George Washington, in my eyes, is the best president ever. And what he did is he was one of the people, right? They overthrew the British. And whenever he established America, when he was done with his reign, he stepped down. He said, listen, this is a government buying of the people. I wish President Trump would listen to the American people right now. It doesn't seem like he's doing that.
I agree with that statement, Austin. Thank you. Peter in Toronto, then Mike and others. Peter, go ahead, sir. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Wonderful. So I'm working in Toronto right now at Sunnybrook Hospital. And so far, a lot of the people there are just suffering from, like, anxiety, you know, because everyone's scared of all the fear-mongering. They're like, oh, coronavirus. And all
so you're seeing hysterical mental patients. You're not seeing real coronavirus.
No, like, no way. Like, a lot of these people are just scared. They're scared about the propaganda that these people are putting on the air. It's disgusting. Like the people that come in, they're all just worried, sick. They all have face masks and gloves and all this stuff. But a majority of my hospital is empty. It is absolutely ridiculous. Like I've been listening to you for a while. You have shown me the Federal Reserve. And when I found out about the gold standard and all that stuff and how, let's be honest, okay, the Jews just print money and they print it out of thin air and they redistribute it back to us at interest. And when you put me on that, that changed my life. And ever since I've been working at this hospital, I've been telling all the nurses and stuff, I'm like, listen, guys, coronavirus is not real. It's all in our minds. It's all in our heads. It's making us believe that something is real. Therefore, it must be because of the fact that everyone else collectively agrees on that. And that's the problem right there. But at the end of the day, what I see right now is that this is a nonsense. All of this is nonsense fueled by propaganda and the mainstream media telling everyone to believe it. It's ridiculous. And at this point in time, these people who are publishing this stuff, they should be charged with treason at this point. That's just what I believe personally. I'm not sure if you will, Alex, but...
Well, Peter, I don't try to make it about Russians or Jews or Americans or whatever, but yeah, there are big central banks that create fiat currency, and they want to get us deeper into debt, and there's no doubt there's a big banking takeover happening right now, and there's no doubt the ADL is supposedly Jewish-run, and it's anti-American and anti-free speech and really a dangerous group. But there's all sorts of the Chi-Coms and other groups that are involved. So I'm not defending some of the leftist Jewish groups for anti-free speech. I think I'm against them. But there are just other authoritarian groups out there as well. So I just make it about authoritarianism. We should block it at every front. Peter, I appreciate your call. But yeah, that's really what's going on right now. And we're seeing the full brunt of tyranny right now. So I don't care if you're white or you're black or you're Christian or you're Muslim or you're Jewish or you're agnostic or you're an atheist. I don't want to see worldwide shutdown based on a fraud. I don't want to see martial law. I don't want to see mass death. And I don't care if you're Jewish or you're Japanese or you're Russian. If you want freedom and a good free market in the future, then I'm for you. But if you're for this Luciferian New World Order, well, I don't care what color you are. Because they got devil worshippers that are black, that are white, that are polka dotted. They're all our enemy. All right. Mike in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Go ahead. Daughter's a nurse. Tell us what you're seeing.
How's it going, Alex? Big fan of the show. Great show today. My daughter's an ICU nurse up at the local hospital. She was laid off because of the low capacity of this. Now, if you drive by any local hospital around my area, they have the tents outside. They have all that stuff up, and they are empty. Just like I've seen on your show, just like they've shown, or haven't shown, I should say. But they are empty, and my big concern is that they're going to try to force this virus vaccine. Now, what would you recommend if that comes down and they try to force this on everybody?
Well, they're going to try to say, if you want your job or you want to fly on a plane, you got to have it. And I told my wife, and she agreed with me. We had this talk last night. She said, no, I'm not doing this. So we got to file lawsuits. We got to get it. Yeah. What does taking some vaccine mean we're safe to fly when it doesn't even guess the right mutation? It's total fraud. But it's not just about the vaccine. It's about them tracking you digitally, medically, to say you've had what they want to put in your body to be able to travel. How evil is that?
Very evil. I said, keep up the. I'll make it quick. I mean, I know you got other people talking.
No,
to.
I got time, brother. Go ahead, Mike. We got 3 minutes to break.
All right. You keep up the good work, man. I watch you daily, you know, buy the products. And like I said, our biggest concern out here on the East Coast, I mean, I wish we could get out of here soon if it's going to continue like this. But I don't know. This is getting crazy up on my end of the world up here.
God bless you, Mike. You know, it's just as bad in the South. It's just as bad in the West. It's all just brainwashing. And the average person's a good person. And these people call in, they go, Jones, what do I do? I'm like, I'm having these same thoughts. What do I do? I'm not like here, like I'm on some high horse and I have all the answers. They're exacerbating the crisis. They're saying that everybody's dying of this thing that aren't. They're taking every old person that dies of something else and putting in the column. It is a United Nations global government takeover. And I don't want to be at the grocery store when some old lady walks over and goes, you're not wearing your mask. I don't want to get in her face, but I do. And I go, hey, ma'am, I'm not against you, but you know that statistically this didn't kill as many as the flu. You know they're counting all deaths. Oh, shut up. Oh, you don't want to be safe. And I'm like, listen. You understand all the major economies are shutting down. You understand this is a good. I don't want to hear it. I'm just, because to them it's easy. They wear a mask. They're good. And I get that. You got to think about the average person. They just go, hey, I comply. I'm a good person. And so don't get mad at them, but explain it to them. And I've had about half the people I talk to actually go, really? They'll take the mask off and they'll go, tell me. And I start telling them and they listen. So there's a lot of hope there in that if you have your talking points correctly and you talk to somebody, you can do it. And by the way, folks, I don't have some big swing in Johnson to like try to get in people's face. I don't want to be at the grocery store on the hike and bike trail against somebody's face. I got to do it. So my kids are with me. They're like, Dad, please. Some old lady starts arguing with me. My kids are like, Dad, just, and I'm like, hey, this is not how the world works. The fact that we don't communicate with each other has created this climate where this lie can work. I'm going to tell these people what's going on. And then, you know, sometimes every once in a while, some big dude like, I'm going to beat your ass. And right at the moment in front of their wife, you're like, let's go. It's might act tough. They back down. I'm like, yeah, exactly. This is not about putting on a front here. This is about reality. So, yeah, I mean, I've almost got to get in physical fights now about this. And I'm willing to do it if I have to. Stay with us.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
For Owen Schroyer and the War Room Takeover. And, you know, here's the deal. It's kind of emblematic that the TV screens failed. Some computer broke today, so there's no background. Because without InfoWars, this is what it'll look like. But, you know, I'm sitting here as a man who never sold out to the dark side. But I still ask myself, did you do everything you could to oppose it? No, probably not. I didn't. That's between me and God. But I'll tell you this. I sure as hell didn't run around like some clown getting off on all this evil BS, all this devil worship. And I look at the people that happily sold out to this, and I don't see them as my enemies. I see them as losers. I see them as people getting pulled down into a black hole, have no idea what they're involved in. So I'll just leave it at this. I am humbled by the callers we have. I'm humbled by the crew we have. I am humbled by my life and the things we've had that we've done together that are successful. But I tell you, the games are over, folks. Party's over. All you people that think we're going to kill. All those children. I shake in fear for my children. What we've done to these children. And that's the sick part of it. The truth is, I hope God blows the whole planet up. Seriously, you think I'm scared of the New World Order? I'm scared of God. We're that close to God hitting one button and the whole thing blows up because we deserve it. We've been such damn cowards. We put up with so much evil and we don't deserve anything. And that's why there's grace. God's grace is all that matters. And I'm counting on God's grace for my four children. My son and my three daughters are amazing people. And they're not evil. And they deserve a future. And so I'm betting everything on grace right now. But I look at these devil worshipers that don't even have any connection to God. Yeah, like those people right there. They think it's funny what they're doing. So we just got to make sure we're not with them. Let's take a few calls here. Michael in Canada, then James in Louisiana. And we'll end it there. Go ahead, Michael. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Work as a doctor in Toronto. Hey, question. What do you think about John McAfee making his own private coin to combat the global leak?
I heard. My God, I've gotten like five calls a day on air. What's it called? Ghost currency or something?
Oh, man, it's awesome.
No, I don't know about it. I know McAfee. I love McAfee. He wouldn't come on for like 2 years. I want to get him on. I don't know. Tell me what he's doing. I'm not aware of it.
Okay. What he's doing is he's making his own cryptocurrency, which is private and untraceable. It's to combat the global elite who have been enslaving us all for thousands of years. And it will free us
all.
Well,
I'm all for new free systems. We should get McAfee on. But I've had like five calls today. You're talking about a zeitgeist. What's he doing? This thing must be hotter than hell. If, like, I open the phones up and like five callers about this. What's going on?
Yeah, man, it is absolutely amazing. You have to check out Ghost. It will change the world as we know it. And McAfee is 74 years old. He's only living once. And might as well enjoy it and live with the legacy of forever knowing that we will be free.
Okay, so how is... Because I'm not being patronizing here. I'm saying, how is Ghost different? What does Ghost do?
It's essentially a cryptocurrency that uses a proof-of-stake system. So essentially, a lot of people lock up their coin and they earn an interest rate on it. That's pretty much what it is. But more to the point is the fact that it's untraceable and it's private. So for anybody out there that doesn't like the Federal Reserve system and the fiat currency system that we have right now, I would advise that you guys check out Ghost. It will change
your lives. What do you make of Trump talking about the army inoculating people? That sounds like a declaration of war.
Personally, I always thought that Trump's work is Q, and I think that he's going to be doing big things. But that's just me. That's what I believe. But, of course, we have counterintelligence of you saying that Trump potentially might be with the deep state, but then I have counterintelligence that Trump is actually working against the deep state. So it's all just...
No. I think Trump's working against the deep state.
You think so?
Yeah, but this, but you can't promote inoculations. They don't work anyways. Listen, I'm a technology guy. Like, I drink a glass of water. I get hydrated. Vaccines don't work, bro.
All I see is that. The world is changing really quickly. And
yeah, it's changing really quickly. Exactly. God bless you. All right. James, Louisiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Jones, how you doing? Real quick, I'm going to mirror what a lot of the other people have said. My wife works in a CCU, ICU context, and she was being repeatedly canceled. They are not, they're definitely not overrun. And
so there's not piles of body bags and just millions dead.
Most certainly not the case. My best friend is an ER doctor. And before we had discussions about certain idiosyncratic, unusual findings and people's blood markers and stuff. I was skeptical of the whole thing as just a complete hoax to oust Trump and tank the economy the way that Soros right before this, you know, happened.
Exactly. So why is Trump suddenly going along with it? I mean,
I won't say that I have a confident answer on that, except the whole time with the 3D chess, is Trump good, bad thing? There's a lot of pitfalls with either way you go. You know, the Trump card is not owned by any suit, but is playable by all. And that's a metaphor, and, you know, Trump's name is not a concept, but...
No, but they definitely don't like him. So he could direct, well, he needs to stop the censorship. He needs to, like, you know, at a certain point, it's like, what? Now you're going to try to make me inoculate to fly a damn airplane? They admit it won't even, Fauci says it won't protect me. And then Trump's like, oh, we got the army ready for it. I got the army ready for you, buddy.
Yeah, and I heard David Knight expressing some bold frustrations earlier today about Trump in regards to this. And the problem is, let's say he's not with him and he's doing the 3D thing where he says, let's take it from the NIH and Fauci. What do you think is going to happen if he's already setting it up for the military to be going door to door and something happens where, like, say, Pelosi ends up in charge?
No, exactly. You just hit the key. You can't legitimize it. Look, Trump, and this is about me bragging. Listeners, you know, Trump had two NRA board members call me, and they go, listen, back when Trump still cared, like a year and a half ago, he goes, don't worry, we're not for gun control. We're going to get them to admit they're for gun control by doing this. And I was like, eh? And I saw it happen. It worked. I didn't get the call this time. Now it's forced. I guess I'm supposed to just figure this out. But now it's like forced inoculation. And then Trump's just sitting over there, and I'm just like, I hear you, brother. I appreciate you. Anything else, James?
Yeah, I was just going to say, when it comes to people who espouse the dialectic, the Hegelian contradictory view of philosophy, when someone talks out of both sides of their mouth, a rational person stops listening, right? They're not going to sit here and wonder if your intentional states, you know, correspond to what you're saying when they've seen you say two different things repeatedly. So the danger of this 3D chess is that you turn your people who did trust you into those who don't even listen to.
Well, exactly. You can't put out messages because it has a power. You say vaccines are legitimate, it has a power.
Correct. Yeah, you know, it's why integration is a skill. And, you know, I think that reason's the way forward. If I could just say, you know, I'm a foreign minister, so I know eschatology better than most people. And I understand why people who are Christians are nervous. You know, I do remember the book, 88 Reasons Why Jesus is Coming Back in 1988. And, you know, every time something in the newspaper happens that looks similar to the eschatological predictions, people get stressed out. And one of the things, like your callers already said, people are high strung. I see you. You're concerned, and you should be concerned because bad things are happening. And I don't know if the so-called globalists are trolling religious people or if people are self-fulfilling prophecy. But I would like to say to everybody, including Christians and including, you know, bizarrely Satanists or Luciferians, you know, what can you be the person who says to themselves, what kind of future do I want to live in?
That's it. And here's the thing. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled right now. Is it some sub-level? Maybe. But this is happening.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.